The more than 10-year legal battle has come to an end for Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Today, a court dropped a corruption charge against him, invoking the statute of limitations. It also acquitted him of another bribery charge. NPR's Silvia Pagioli has details from Rome.
24 hours after withdrawing to chambers, the three-judge panel read out the verdict to a packed courtroom. The judges ruled that the statute of limitations had run out on a charge that Berlusconi, a multi-billionaire, had kept a judge on his payroll in the 1980s in case of criminal charges against his media empire. The prime minister was acquitted on another count of bribing judges in connection with the sale of a large state food conglomerate. The corruption trial had cast a long shadow over the government and the prime minister's prestige. Berlusconi has been dogged by several other corruption charges. In some cases he has been acquitted, others were dropped due to the statute of limitations. He has repeatedly accused Italian magistrates of being a gang of communists out to persecute him. And he had threatened, had he been found guilty, to take his case directly to the people by holding early elections. In a country notorious for its slow judicial process, this case has set a record. Magistrates opened a corruption investigation of Berlusconi's Fininvest business empire in 1995. 3 years later, he and his lawyer Cesare Previti were charged with bribing two Rome judges. The trial opened in 2000. Following his election victory a year later, Berlusconi became the first sitting prime minister in Italian history to be a defendant in a criminal trial. In 2003, the Berlusconi government passed a controversial law giving the prime minister immunity from prosecution. But the trial of lawyer Previti and a judge went ahead and they were found guilty. Then in January this year, Italy's highest court overturned the immunity law, saying it was unconstitutional, forcing Berlusconi back to court. The prosecution had demanded an 8-year term and called for Berlusconi to be barred from public office for life. The prime minister was not in court for today's reading of the verdict. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.